I don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's 100 scars and should have run away. It's now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. Forgiveness for this aching in my bones. It would be so easy to find a better way.
About a month now, we had to to rejuvenate our batteries. So we got everything back up and going, and now we're going to start having shows again every Sunday at 5:30. This is a special show. We're not going to do a show tomorrow just because we are here today, but next Sunday, be sure to tune in right here on Making8Rodeo.com to get all your inside news and all the inside scoop on all the sport of bull riding and the sport of rodeo. It's what we live for. It's what we continue to do. We enjoy getting out to these events and bringing you a little bit closer and a little bit closer to the action, I guess is the best way of saying it. Getting you a little bit closer to these cowboys and these cowgirls that are out here. Tonight is going to be so exciting. We've got some really cool guys that's going to sit in with us. I've already talked to Kobe Yates, Dusty LeBeth, Reese Gates is going to be here, Gordon McCoy. Man, the list goes on and on. We've got some young guns, Chad M. Van Amberg, and a bunch of these young guys is really trying to make a name for themselves out here. And this is how you get to the Built for Tough Tour, is to ride in these touring pro events, win these touring pro events, do well, score, do your best, and then get on up into the Built for Tough Tour, and that's where the big money steps in, $40,000 for first place. But at these events, these guys are more like what they grew up doing. They grew up going to rodeos, going to bull runs, spending their time out on the road. So that's what they're doing here in these events, and it's really cool to see these guys get out here and continue going to these smaller events, and it's awesome to be a part of it here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Expecting a really big crowd here tonight. Hope to fill this place up and rock it down. We're going to take a few minutes break, set a few things up. We'll be right back with you in just a few minutes.
Out of time, the rodeo had ridden him right down to his last dime. He got bucked off back in Denver and missed the short go again, and now he's wondering how he'll make it home before it all begins. There'll be a cowboy Christmas going on, ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove, tinsel and light, eggnog and mistletoe, kinfolk from all around coming home. There'll be a cowboy Christmas going home. Got a roping bag for Bobby, a new guitar for little Ann. Picked up a Sunday dress for Mama, and a Stetson hat for Dad. Bought a rocking horse for Tommy, and Brother Bill a pair of chaps. But there was one little hitch in this getup. He had all these presents, and no ride home. He looked down at his watch and was about to give up all hope. You see, it was almost midnight, less than a minute away, when a jolly man in a red suit pulled up and said, "Don't worry, partner, your house is on my way. And if you can hang on for 8 seconds, that's all it takes to get there on a sleigh." Now there's a cowboy Christmas going on. Ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove. Tinsel and light, eggnog and mistletoe. Kinfolk from all around coming home, there'll be a cowboy Christmas. Cowgirl Christmas, that's right. Cowboy Christmas going
on. Rodeo fans, it's Gizmo McCracken with the Making Aid Rodeo Network. You need to get that thing turned on, and you don't need that kind of aggravation, man. Keep this thing up.
Okay, rodeo fans, bull riders fans, we are back here with a short show here in Tupelo, Mississippi. We have a very special guest sitting in with us right now, Mr. Kobe Yates. How you doing, Kobe?
I'm doing good, sir.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for sitting with the show, man. Tell me, how's your summer been going so far?
Things been good here lately. Been facing a quite a few events I've been going to, and feeling like I'm riding good and loving going again.
So, this year's been a different year for a lot of the guys who are normally in the top 35, and you fell out a little bit, and getting back into the new things here in the Tour Pro. How different is that than the built stuff?
Yeah, it's way different. It's, you know, you kind of, the treatment on built for stuff is a whole lot different over here, you know, than it is here at the Tour Pro events. But, you know, it seems like every time they made that cut, you know, dropping those five guys, when they went from 45 to 40, I hit that cut and went back down to the Tour Pro, and when they made it from 40 to 35, I went back down. So it's, I guess usually my first of the year is not a very good start for me, and I needed to always make it a little better. But, you know, it is what it is. I am where I'm at, and these Tour Pro events are a good way to make some money, and I just go at them like I do any other time.
You talk about the differences between the Tour Pro and the built for the Pro Tour. The glamour and the glitz is at the built for the Pro Tour. You get all these huge, big arenas. And down here, you get the smaller arenas, a little bit smaller, the crowd. The crowd gets more into it, you know, just as much as the big shows. But, you know, these little shows like this, it kind of takes you back to your roots and how we grew up chasing rodeo and chasing bull riding. Talk about it a little bit, if you have any close encounter with fans at these smaller fields.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you do really anywhere, but at these deals, for sure, you know, you get to kind of mingle in with them and talk to them. And, you know, they obviously, a lot of fans have questions, and we don't mind answering them. We're just not always in the access to be able to do that. So here at these smaller events, we get to a little bit after the event is over with. They can come down, or we sign autographs or whatever, and get to talk with them a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, we can do that. But, you know, this is, like you said, the rodeo. It seemed like whenever I started going, when I was rodeoing, it was just it seemed like a real hard life. But back then, it did not to me. I thought that was, you know, the real deal. And then come to the PBR and was started on the Tour and Pro level, the challenger level, and that I thought that this was the real deal then, you know. And then when I got the billboard stuff, I was like, wait a minute now, they blow all this away, because, you know, it's just, you know, it's a nice, you're in a nice place, and everybody's kind of catering to you, and you can very, very easily adapt to that, you know, atmosphere and that lifestyle.
Talk a little bit about the huge win that you had. I believe it was 2 years ago in Dallas when you won the big deal there. Talk a little bit how that kind of changed your career. How did that turn out for you after that big win?
I mean, it was last year in Dallas was probably the, you know, career highlight for me. But, you know, it didn't really change my career, but it was obviously one of the biggest wins and best wins that I've ever had, and definitely the best feeling I've ever had after a win. I mean, my hometown, there's 40,000 people there. It was just an amazing feeling that, you know, I wouldn't ever be able to replace unless I won that event again.
You know, as amazing as the Bull Riders fans are, you know, they stay with us. You know, and this break thing right here in the summer is kind of tough on the fans because they don't get to see you guys as much as the Bill Ford Club is on a hiatus through the summertime. And a lot of the smaller events are kind of, you know, all spread out all over the country. Talk a little bit about social media and how social media has become so important in keeping the fans in touch with you guys while during like these months of year that you don't have much going on.
That's a big deal. I mean, I never really was big into social media at all, and actually just started, you know, last year when I had got on with Ford doing the Ford commercials at the Bill Ford Tough events, and got on Facebook and Twitter, and you know, yeah, it helps. There's actually some things that I would rather just keep to myself and my family, so I don't put it out there. But there's you know, there's a lot of things that I can come off a little humorous sometimes if I can, and you know, try to make somebody laugh or whatever. But they can also see how what everybody's doing in their day to day life, because I know when I was growing up, I wonder what, you know, what's Troy Aikman do? You know, what is he? Does he sit on the couch and watch TV? I don't know what he does. You know, I mean, but everybody wanted to know, and so I mean, it's a great way to be able to let the fans interact in that way, and it brings them closer to you and the sport as well.
Yeah, that's no doubt. Social media has become so big in the last maybe 3, 4, 5 years, and it really keeps us closer to the fans and the Bull Riders. Give us your own Twitter and Facebook, right? What is your Twitter handle?
Colby8. And I'm on Facebook, Colby8.
And do you have any sponsors you want to mention?
Boy,
we really appreciate you stopping in and talking with us a little bit about your career and how everything's going in the summer. Good luck tonight, and look forward to seeing you down the road, man.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another short break here at the 200 Pro event here in Tupelo, Mississippi. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Run deep up over the rail. think I'll take the afternoon and spend it with him. I feel bad for folks in Austin, Birmingham and Boston, Chicago, St. Louis and L.A. Yeah, I know they keep him busy in all them big old cities, but God's in Oklahoma today. Even this world turning must be some kind of job, but that sunset that I'm looking at, folks in Austin, Birmingham and Boston, Seattle, the Big Apple, and LA.
about that time that you were able to stay on tour through the injury. Yeah, you know, it was a long trip. 9 years, I believe I went 230 altogether without missing an event. Yeah, I had several injuries through that time period too, but there wasn't none that kept me out of competition. You know, there was some, you know, broken ribs and I broke my same injury that made me miss my first event ever, caused me to miss the same injury again to the same wrist or whatever, caused me to miss it just last time, you know, 9 years later. You know, I was just very fortunate to get through that many years without having to miss an event and stay on top of my game for that long. You know, it's pretty tough to do. And, you know, I just real fortunate that I was able to do that and keep going. And, you know, it's kind of bad that I got kicked off, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. That just brings me back down here to make me give me the urge and courage that I need to get back on top where I'm supposed to be.
You know, one thing that a lot of bull riders talk to over the past couple of years, we talk a lot about the cuts going up. The smaller number of bull riders have been able to be on tour. Going to 40, from 45 to 40, now 35. How hard is that to stay on tour once you get there with that smaller number of guys, the world's best bull riders? Tomorrow night.
and then off to California, Salinas, Wednesday.
Got any sponsors you like to mention during the show?
Oh, yeah, you know, all my sponsors, they treat me well, and they stick with me through the ups and downs. Rockstar Energy Drink, Blue MU, Sports Rub, Ariat Boots for keeping me in the best attire, you know, Western attire I can, and ATX Wheels for pimping out my truck.
We really appreciate you're one of the funner guys to hang out with here at these events. We really appreciate you coming on and supporting us here at MeganHateRodeo.com. Because one thing that we like to do is bring the fans closer to you guys. And one other thing is, are you out there on Twitter and Facebook so the fans can follow you? Give your Twitter handle and talk about how Twitter and Facebook has changed what we do every day.
Page on Facebook. I don't ever look at it much. My agent runs it all. It's just a fan page. You can go on there and write whatever you want to on there. But you know, I don't really look at it much. I do Twitter myself. Sean Willingham is my Twitter account. So please follow me, and you know, I keep you up to date as much as possible. And you know, and I pretty much give you the day to day basis how I live my life. But you know, I've missed a few weeks here and there. I won't get on it. But you know, it's just something new to me. It's something I've never really dealt with. Or you know, the world's changing. You know, it's all on Facebook and Twitter now. So I try to keep you updated as much as possible.
We really appreciate it, man. And we wish you all the best tonight. And good luck and going down the road.
Thank you.
Sure, go fast. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have another big superstar step in here in just a few minutes. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bust off, stomped and couldn't win it. Get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in my ride like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ross Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on the wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down and did it. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniacs and Buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out making8rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Full Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have Rodeo Chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull, too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
All right, Short Go fans, we are back right here in Tupelo, Mississippi for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Bull Tour. And we have had a great lineup so far here with guests that's going to be on, that's been on with us. And we've got now sitting here with us one of the guys who every time I talk to fans, they say, when are you going to have this guy on? When are you going to put Cord McCoy on the Short Go? Well, ladies and gentlemen, longer you waited too long. Now it is here. Cord McCoy, welcome to the Shorts.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Well, you know, it was a great experience. You know, me and my brother Jack got to race all the way around the world. It actually, we got to do it twice. You know, so the places that you get to go, what you get to see, and you know, some of the things you get to do is, man, it's a blessing just to get to race. But the bad thing about that is, you know, not too many of these bulls watch reality TV. So, you know, you got to prove yourself every time when you come to an event like this here in Tupelo.
Well, you know, Court, you and Jet, I've actually known you guys a lot longer than just the PBR. Talk a little bit more about how you grew up in rodeo, and I competed in the IPR for years and years, and you guys were there as well. Talk a little bit about those amateur rodeos and coming up through that, and now the difference in the PBR between those events.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, some of the new fans will come into the events like this and think it's, you know, 45 crazy guys just trying to hang on. But, you know, I started riding calves when I was 5 years old and grew up in it, you know, through peewee rodeos, junior rodeos, high school rodeos. Even got a full ride scholarship to go to Southwestern Oklahoma State on a rodeo team. You know, and after college, I never did fill out a resume. I just went straight on into the, you know, the PBR. But there's steps to work your way all the way up. Just like, you know, if you're a baseball player, you might start with T-ball and go on through the different levels. It's not an overnight success for any bull rider here tonight.
You know, Cord, we were talking about the Touring Pro and the Built For a Tough Tour. You've been on the Ford Evasion. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Oh, it's Ford has been a huge sponsor in the PBR. I mean, you talk about the best bull riders in the world, you talk about the Built For a Tough Series. And, you know, with the Ford Invasion, what it does is it sends a truck with the riders, and as they go around the world, whether they're going to a PBR event or they're going to, you know, donate to disaster site, you know, the Ford Invasion pretty much videos what the riders do between the ride. You know, you take out the 8 seconds, you know, bull riders still got quite a bit going on in life as well.
And, you know, you have a lot going on just outside of the arena. You have a buck and bull program that you got there at home. Talk about raising these bulls and getting them to this level.
Well, you know, we had a 10-hour drive just to come to the event here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And, you know, that was the biggest conversation. Several of the phone calls made about, you know, kind of the breeding program of what to cross with what. You know, last night we went to amateur rodeo and took some bulls there. And, you know, some up-and-coming bulls that we're hoping that will actually be on the Built For a Tough Series or make the PBR World Finals. You know, the bulls, they have to qualify, you know, to be on television just like the riders do. It's you breed them and cross them back and forth, and you know, hope that they show.
Well, one thing that we've learned as fans have watched the Bill Ford series, they watched the injuries of Mount and you know, McKinnon's injury, Jody Newberry's injury, all these guys, the injuries that you guys sustained. How do you keep your body at a fitness shape to be able to take the wear and tear of the Bill Ford Support Tough Tour?
Well, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's going to have lots of strain on your body, you know. But the two injuries that you just mentioned, between Jody Newberry and McKinnon Wimberly, both head injuries. And, you know, right now I'm using one of the new helmets they've come out with. It's called the Invincible. And I think it's the best helmet on the market. With a guy like me, I had a head injury in 2004. Pretty much had to learn to walk and talk again. So, you know, whatever the best helmet on the market is what I'm going to use. But there's other things. You know, you're gonna tear muscles and break bones because you're dealing with a 2,000 pound animal that doesn't want you there.
That was the next thing I was going to bring up. The helmet that we're using today. You know, when it first started out, a lot of guys were using hockey helmets with face masks, and it's gone on and it's evolved every year. It's gotten better and better. You know, how important is the face mask? And another thing is, these kids are growing up and riding bulls today. How important is it for them to start riding with a helmet at an early age?
Well, you know, I think it's tough, you know, guys that don't use it until they're 23, 24 years old, you know, getting used to the weight and looking through the bars. You know, if I had a kid wanting to ride bulls today, you know, I'd definitely push him wearing a helmet. You know, I wouldn't want my kid riding without a helmet, to tell you the truth. And I think someday that the bull riding helmets will be mandatory someday. And the good thing about it is, like you said, at one time they were just using a hockey helmet or baseball catcher mask. And now you got the PBR world champion winning over $1 million. It you know, your health, the importance, not that it wasn't important before, but staying healthy for 365 days is pretty important.
Well, Cord, you know, staying out here on these smaller events during the summer, how tough is it keeping away from home, going to these events? When it's a little bit better during the season, when the Bill Ford Tough is going, it's on the weekend, and you can go home and relax a little bit during the week. But with these events like this, on the these smaller events, you got to travel, and they're a lot fewer and farther in between. Talk about the little travel in between, and who do you travel with?
Well, there is quite a bit of travel. You know, I went to bull riding in Pendleton, Oregon, went from there to Pennsylvania, and now in Mississippi, and my next event is in Salinas, California, and back to Minnesota. So you can put plenty of miles on there. You know, it's a sport you got to love. You got to love it enough that you'd go across the country to do it. The thing about the PBR is, you know, if you're not willing to put out the effort and put the miles in, there's some little 18-year-old boy somewhere that will do it.
You know, that is so right, man. There's some couple of young guns here that really have surprised me through these events. Who did you look up to when you were riding, when you were young, and who was the big hero that you had poster of your on the wall?
Oh, man. There were so many heroes when I was starting to get into steer riding and bull riding. You know, between the Lane Frost and Tuff Edelman and Ty Murray and Jim Sharp. I mean, there was a herd of guys that I watched every time they nodded their head, and you know, definitely had a pad and a pencil, you know, trying to take notes of every step they made.
There's one question we like to ask a lot of our cowboys out there, and we use the acknowledge of the PBR finals. We're going to use the analogy of the PBR finals having 8 rounds as we did a couple of years ago. You ride all the way through the PBR finals. In the very last event, you have the option to pick the bull that you wanted, past or present. Any bull in any era. What bull would you choose and why?
Gunslinger. That was bull that, you know, I never did get to get on, and I was around there a couple years. Was there when he won the, you know, it was PBR Bucking Bull of the Year. But, you know, that bull just leaped and kicked and bucked. I thought he would fit me, and what an awesome bull. I always wanted to get on a mudslinger.
You just mentioned that you were going to be in Minnesota. Where in Minnesota are you going to be?
I'm actually going to Thief River Falls, Minnesota, the 20th and 21st.
Well, Corey, we really appreciate you sitting down with us. Any chance whatsoever, we're going to see you one more time on Amazing Race.
Well, the funny thing is, Jet and I were surprised that they picked us to go the first time, and when they called me the second time, they asked if we'd be interested to go on the Amazing Race again, and I said, are you sure you got the right number? This is the Cowboys that lost, so... You know, I've been amazed both times, so I can't make any promises that no, but we'll see.
Of course, we wish you all the best, and we appreciate you sitting down with us, and, we, you know, you're on the Blue Force Trail now, so we'll be back here in a couple weeks to be back on the TV.
Well, I'll be back.
James, we are continuing here, right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's been an awesome show, and I've had so much fun talking with these guys. They have treated me like anybody else. They brought me in like family. That's what us bull riders do. We come in like family, and we treat each other, and we keep each other in really close arms. So we're going to take one more week short break, and we will be back in just a few minutes. And I'm not sure who we will have on. We've pretty much burned all of our guess not, but we're going to try to pull one more in. We'll be right back with you in just a few minutes.
A few years back in an unknown place, a little bull was born with a dark red face. In the pen he was gentle, but in the chute, now bucking no shit. Mind over matter keeps you on parade. It doesn't matter when they open that gate. For this living explosion with a dark red shell, he'll give you a ride through hell. Every few years a man comes along who knows what he's doing and won't do it wrong. He'll conquer the odds, he'll pass the test, above and beyond, higher than the rest. So what do you do when you've done it all? You've climbed every mountain and jumped every wall. Where the chance comes along like a great big feast, the chance for the hero to ride the red beast. He said he can be beat, he's just a one of the rest. But he couldn't be tamed, cause he gave him his best. He's ready to go, so don't be a fool. He jumps like a rabbit and kicks like a mule. He's quicker than a quarter horse, aggressive as a hawk. This mountain of muscle. Second ride to the mighty Lane Frost. Now both of them retired in their own special way, but they'll both be remembered every single day. They had desire to win and hearts to try. Red Rock and Lane Frost were two of a kind. A rabbit and kicks like a mule. He's quick. quicker than a quarter horse, aggressive as a hawk, dismounting the muscle. Red
fans, we're back here in Tupelo, Mississippi, man. We have had a fantastic show. We got about 7 minutes left in the show, and if any of you guys have missed any of the show, this is a must go back and listen to the complete show in the archives. They will be up just as soon as we close this show out. They will be there for you to go back and listen. We've had Sean Willingham, LBA, the sound that was here tonight here in Tupelo, at this Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Bull Tour is awesome, and we are glad to have you guys on our show and talk a little bit about their career and how it's been going this summer. I wanted to bring on one of the young guys here. This is his first full year in the PBR, and we want to kind of get the younger guys' perspective coming and riding with these big superstars. And the guy that we're going to talk to now is Dexter.
Dexter, how
you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm glad
to be here. Talk a little bit about being a young guy on the tour and really going out to these events and seeing these big guys out there that's been on the Big Bull Tour, that is one big event, and riding against these guys, what is it like?
Oh, man, I love it. I grew up watching PBR on TV as a young one, and my first deal of the season was in Tallahassee, Florida, which is right around the neck of my house, and I got there and drew a good bull and seen just several of the top 10 guys that on tour there, and it blew my mind. It was great to be there in that atmosphere. I loved it.
So you grew up in North Florida. Talk a little bit about how you got involved in rodeo, because not very many bull riders come out of the state of Florida. It's more different sports that you guys chase down there in Florida. Talk a little bit about wanting to be a bull rider and how you came to that thought that this is what you wanted to do.
Well, all through school, I was always an athlete. Played football and baseball and this and that. I guess when I was younger, my dad learned about a practice pen in South Georgia to go get on bulls and asked me if I wanted to give it a shot. And I said, okay. And got on my first bull, and it stuck to me ever since.
That's all it was. Let's go.
It's definitely addicting. You either do it once, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. And I ended up loving it.
You know, what is your dreams and what is your realistic hopes to achieve out of this career?
Ultimately, I want to ride every bull I can. I want to be one of the big names on tour. I want to be the guy that you see on tour and you're like, daggone, he's going to ride that bull and make a great sport every time you see him. That's my sport.
Who was one of the guys that you looked up to growing up there in North Florida that you really say, I want to be like him?
Well, I grew up watching Justin McBride and all the other big name guys on TV. And I mean, just watching them make ride after ride after ride. I tried to tried to take that in my own style and try to incorporate some of their style in mine.
Well, Dexter, we really appreciate you coming on air. And are you on Twitter or Facebook?
On Facebook, yeah.
Go to befriend him on Facebook, support him as he's going out to these events as a first year bull rider and our first year here in the PBR, and support him as he's going up and down the road, and follow him and check out some of the stories. I'm sure you post a lot of great stories on Facebook.
I post rides and weekend results and some pictures of us going down the road. It's some good stuff.
You know, one thing I've always learned about traveling up and down the road, there's always stories. There's always that one story that's just as funny as it can get. Is there any stories that you have, a short story that you can give us to make us laugh a little bit?
Unfortunately, there's nothing real short that I can tell you offhand. They're all kind of a little bit time-consuming. But mostly everything's just, it just comes down to several nights driving home from the rodeo at 4 o'clock in the morning and just hoping and praying that you're going to run into a gas station that's open and pull up into the gas station and run on fumes, you know. That's generally our deal.
I've been there myself. Well, Dexter, we really appreciate you coming on the show. And good luck tonight, man. Well, Short Go fans, we've got about 3 minutes left in the show. We really want to tell you thank you for joining us. It's been a really fun show. We brought to you some of the best bull riders in the world right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, if you're in this area, you need to make sure you get out here tonight. And if you are not, you're missing a great event. I can tell you now, there's some great bulls here. It's going to be some high mark scores tonight. I just feel it. And you can better believe that we're going to be here and we're going to be posting pictures and telling you everything we possibly can tomorrow and tonight. So make sure you are following us on Twitter at Michael Anderson. And we're going to give you pictures on Facebook, so make sure you're tuning in there. Make sure you tune right here to MakingARodeo.com. That's where all the news and the inside stories are going to come. When you want to catch the inside stories, this is the website to be. We're going to bring you closer than anybody else, because there's not very many people that's doing what we're doing, that's bringing you the sport in the light that we're bringing you closer to the fans, closer to the bull riders. It's exciting to be a part of it. And we're just so happy to be a part of it. It's an awesome thing. The rodeo bull riding industry is really awesome. So, well, we're going to leave you guys today with a song by one of the most famous bull riders in the world, Justin McBride. And again, he wrote this song. It's because of J.W. Hart throwing him going down the chute as he won the PBR World Championship on camo. So this song right here is really cool. Stay tuned right here to MakingARodeo.com. We'll see you again next week.
Las Vegas, back in 05. $1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Telling J-Dub about it over a couple beers.